This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said that if Iranian drones were not supplied to Russia, Ukraine would already be closer to peace. Zelensky said he discussed the increase of pressure on Iran in a telephone call with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. Another focus of the conversation was on ensuring financial support for Ukraine in the months ahead. North Korea's military said Monday its recent barrage of missile tests were practices to attack its rivals' air bases and warplanes and paralyze their operation command system, showing Pyongyang's resolve to counter provocative U.S.-South Korean military drills more thoroughly and mercilessly, as it put it. North Korea fired dozens of missiles and flew warplanes last week, triggering evacuation alerts in some South Korean and Japanese areas in response to massive U.S.-South Korean Air Force drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. U.S. and South Korean officials strongly condemned the North's missile launches, saying their drills were defensive in nature. Envoys from around the globe gathered Sunday in the Egyptian seaside resort Deir Sharm el-Sheikh for talks on tackling climate change amid a multitude of competing crises. Notching up a first small victory, negotiators agreed after two frantic days of preliminary talks to formally discuss the question of vulnerable nations receiving money for the loss and damage they've suffered from climate change. The issue has weighed on the talks for years, which rich nations, including the United States, push back on against the idea of climate reparations. The outgoing chair of the talks, the British official, Oleg Sharma, urge countries to stay focused on curbing global warming. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has now slammed Republicans up and down ballots across the nation as election deniers who reveled in political violence. His predecessor, Donald Trump, urged voters to oppose the growing left-wing tyranny, as he put it. Both held rallies for key candidates and their parties on the final Sunday before this Tuesday's midterm elections that could reshape Washington's balance of power. More than 41 million people have voted early in races that will decide control of Congress and key governorships. Republicans are optimistic about a big night, but Democrats are predicting they'll pull off a surprise while arguing that the nation's very democracy is at stake. A Hong Kong journalist has lost the appeal against her convictions over making false statements and obtaining information for her investigation of a violent attack during the widespread protests in 2019. The High Court Justice Alex Lee upheld the verdict on Monday, saying having good intentions is not a justification. Bao Choi was found guilty in 2021 at a lower court of deceiving the government by getting vehicle ownership records for journalistic purposes instead of for transport-related issues, as she had declared. The award-winning producer was trying to track down the perpetrators of a mob attack on protesters and commuters inside a train station for her documentary. Last year's ruling had sparked concerns over shrinking press freedoms in the city. Iraqi authorities say more than two dozen people were injured when a commercial building in the capital caught fire and collapsed. The official Iraqi news agency says that the country's civil defense director and some firefighters were among those injured when the burning building Sunday in Baghdad collapsed. No deaths were reported and no information was immediately available on the cause of the blaze. The incident comes after a gas tanker exploded near a soccer field in northeastern Baghdad on October 29th. That incident killed 9 people and injured 10 others. The captain of a charity-operated migrant rescue ship has refused Italian orders to leave a Sicilian port after authorities refused to let 35 migrants disembark. Italy's new far-right-led government is targeting foreign flag rescue ships. Humanity One was ordered to vacate the port of Catania on Sunday after disembarking 144 rescued migrants. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.